Hello, I am Carol Romeo, and I feel so blessed to share with you my experiences with meditative prayer and have this opportunity to guide you through the experience for yourself. My introduction to meditative prayer occurred during an exceptionally difficult season of my life. Prior to my journey with Jesus Christ, I had a career as a professional dancer, followed by a successful and joyous season teaching dance in my own studio. My joint pain began, and when it became chronic, the Lord instructed me to close the studio and stop dancing. The next season I entered was extremely unsettling. I suffered with extreme pain in my whole body and was eventually diagnosed with fibromyalgia. There was a different plan God had for me, but I wouldn't discover the substance of that plan until much later. It turned out that it was a wonderful plan, although all I experienced in the now was suffering. Here lies the benefit of meditation. It helps us focus on the now. The now is the only place where we can exchange our current pain for the peace of God. Life and death, times and seasons. Jesus told his disciples, "It is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." And that's Acts 1, 7 and 8. Your pain may not look like mine. Struggle, loss of loved ones, loss of dreams, the pain of watching others in this struggle. They are all part of this life here on earth. We don't know all the whys, otherwise God would have told us. But what he has told us is we are not alone. He is with us. That is the thing he longs to communicate to us. But when we can't hear, we need to look more deeply and use the eyes of our spirit and not merely our earthly eyes. That is a key benefit to meditating. It is time spent simply looking into the eyes of our Lord. In that posture, our hearts are open to his comfort as the struggle takes second place to his presence. When I first began my daily practice of stilling myself before the Lord, I wasn't sure that the peace I longed for would be granted to me. But my longing heart drew me back into that quiet place again and again until my longing was fulfilled. I am so grateful that the Holy Spirit brought me into a new life in Jesus and awakened me to hear the many messages that the Lord so graciously spoke to me. Included in these audio meditations are some of the poems that the Spirit breathed into my heart. These poems became my lifeline as God continued to speak to me of his love, his compassion towards me, his faithfulness and his strength, and his ability to heal and transform me. Here is one of the poems that brought me great comfort as I reflected on its message. It's called, "Your Heart's a Treasure." Your heart's a treasure far beyond compare. I see and mend every hurt and tear. Embracing your pain, the sorrow, despair. I reach out my hand to show you my care. I share a blessing with you, my most fair. My love transforms you as your hurt I'll bear. So reach out to me and do not beware. My love is faithful. You'll find I am there. Let's use this next meditation to drive you towards God, reaching for his hand and taking the first steps of trusting His leading. I invite you to sit or lie down in a comfortable position and focus on opening your heart to the Holy Spirit. If your worries intrude on your mind, gently release them to God and let the Spirit rest upon your heart and mind. As you rest there in God's presence, rehearse the promises that the Lord impressed on your mind as you listened to my reading of the poem, Your Heart's a Treasure. You can also ask the Holy Spirit to bring those promises to your mind throughout the day. For instance, while you're brushing your teeth or washing your dishes. These promises will act as affirmations, challenging your misbeliefs and replacing them with truth. Next, notice your breath. It is quite amazing that God designed us with this function right there in our bodies that can aid us in the cleansing of our unwanted thoughts and emotions. As you can turn your attention to your breath, notice the changes in your body as you breathe in and out. Breathe out and release your stressors to the Lord. Breathe in and take in the peace of God. You may experience a lightness in your body as you release the burdens you carried. As you breathe in, let the peace of God replace your anxiety. Let's practice that together. Breathe in and take in God's peace. Breathe out, yielding your struggle to God. And again, breathe in. Take in God's peace. Breathe out. Release your struggle. Before my introduction to meditative prayer, most of my communication with the Lord focused on my pleadings to somehow persuade God to heal me, or at least reveal to me the whys of my pain and what I might do to fix it. My mind had been doing flip-flops and other crazy loops, attending where I found myself at this juncture of my life. I recognized that I was stretched in many directions, trying to make sense of the pain that, when staring in its face, made no sense at all. As I reflected on the condition of my soul during these ramblings of my mind, I recognized that the peace I was striving for would not only be found in the now experience. Peace would not be found in the whys of this season or my focus on when it would be over. But what was needed was finding God in the midst of this season. This is where I turned to God in meditation. I discovered that finding peace in the midst of our struggle in the now will keep our minds from rehearsing the whys and the what-ifs. It keeps us focused on the truth that God is with us. As I practiced this new heart connection with the Lord, I was led by the Spirit to dwell on the phrase, "I am in you, Lord, and you are in me." I took that phrase and focused on it for the better part of a year and was amazed by the reduction of chatter in my brain and the peace and presence of God filling my soul. As I lead you in this next meditation, on your in-breath, try and move your breath into your abdomen, causing it to become extended. When you breathe in, state silently or aloud to God, "You are in me." breathe out and declare, I am in you. If you are in the middle of a meditation and your mind starts wandering, gently bring it back. I say gently because if you start getting frustrated with yourself, thinking that you're not doing it right, your frustration will only make it more difficult to bring yourself back to your peaceful place. When you are ready, practice that phrase with me. Breathe in and declare, you are in me. Breathe out and state, I am in you. Let's repeat this again. Breathe in and state, you are in me. Breathe out and state, I am in you. This following poem is another reminder of the steadfast love of the Lord, and a reminder that even when we can't see God acting, God knows the plan He has for us, and it is a perfect plan. If we can rest in that assurance, then we can find peace in the waiting. Here is the poem. It's called Life's Hope. I pray that I might see above, when nighttime shrouds your clouds of love. When winter falls, trees grow barren. Oh, to trust my Rose of Sharon. Darkness can never cancel light. Spring must follow the winter's night. Trees must blossom and rain must fall. They're conscious of my Savior's call. Yesterday's become tomorrow. Comfort soothes a heart of sorrow. Sad memory replaces pain, which once the heart held in disdain. Brokenness turns into gladness, happiness in place of sadness. Waves of love set to cleanse the fear and wash away our every tear. Beloved, I pray, be not afraid when winter beckons to invade. Be aware that in God's timing, resurrection follows dying. As you continue to breathe in and out, focus on that closing statement. Be aware that in God's timing, resurrection follows dying. Repeat that statement as you breathe. Be aware that in God's timing, resurrection follows dying. Resurrection. Here is a word that when we can take it in, it brings assurance to our questioning minds. When you feel so weak that you can't stand, there is only one truth that you need to know. God is good, and His mercy endures forever. And that's Psalm 118, 1. In our relationship with Jesus, it is crucial that we recognize His goodness is there with us in the middle of a dark time. God did not meet me in the way I imagined or longed for or even pleaded for. But He is God and He is good. The place where we can begin to view the image of His goodness is when we picture His sacrifice on the cross. Through that action, He released the power of His goodness to each of us who will receive it. The only directive He gives us is to come. Will you come meet Him there and open your heart to receive of His grace and mercy? God called me into that place one day when I was weeping before God. As my agony continued, I looked at Jesus hanging on the cross. I noticed that He was in agony and weeping Himself. Then, as I was weeping and groaning, I noticed that Jesus was groaning even more than me. This continued until it seemed like Jesus had taken on himself my pain, and my pain ceased. In the next silent interlude, Jesus shouted, "It is finished." God's Spirit is waiting at your place of surrender to release to you His peace. Throughout my practice of meditation, I found that Jesus was faithful to meet me in that place. My only directive from Him was to come. That is also His only directive to you. Feel free to remain in this place of surrender as long as you would like, and pay attention to the increasing peace and the rest that is coming to your soul. Will you rehearse that with me? Breathe in and state, "I receive the promise of your love and presence." Breathe out and state, "I give you all my hiding places." And again, breathe in and state, "I receive the promise of your love." Jesus comforted his disciples with these words, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Sometimes our hiding places are birthed out of fear. It can be fear or misbelief that God will not keep his promise, or it can be guilt or shame over your own hidden sin. You can use your meditation to release those places to the Lord and clear a path in your heart to take in the righteous love of God. Your struggle may not look like mine. Pain intrudes on us in many varied ways, but the solution is always the same. Spending time in the presence of God brings peace. The knowledge that I obtained through practicing this new communication with God fueled my desire to share this experience with you. It is my hope that you will take the steps that will usher you into discovering the deeper revelations of God's love for you. These audio meditations are designed to lead you into the beginning of this new journey. Use the last several minutes of this music to practice what you have learned in this teaching. Just be still before the Lord and breathe. I am Carol Romeo, and I thank you for spending this time with me. You can find additional poems in my book, Meditations from the River. Come and join me in my future meditations labeled Unity with Christ. And please remember to subscribe. May the Lord continue to deepen His presence in your heart, and that you find your place in His heart.